Right now, there's enough food to feed everyone on the planet. Although each year millions of people starve to death, it's not because of food shortages. The problems have been war, politics, and distribution. But even if those problems are solved, there's a question whether food supplies will be able to keep up with demand. The Archer Daniels Midland Company produced this promotional video to lobby for open markets. In it, former news host David Brinkley talks about one of the major challenges that lies ahead.
While rising population accounts for part of the rising demand for food, it is the higher income levels that are the more important factor. When people become more prosperous, they demand better food.
By better food, the video means more meat, fresh fruits, and so on. Bob Jones is an agribusiness consultant who worked with ADM to produce the video. He says in some parts of the world, affluence is changing the kinds of food people eat.
Instead of being cereal-based and rice and beans, these people are already demanding more chicken, more pork, and more animal protein. And that's where much of the demand for the increased food production will occur.
Jones says that kind of food puts pressure on grain supplies because it takes more feed to produce milk and meat.
For instance, it takes about 4 pounds of grain of feed to produce a pound of chicken. It takes about 8 pounds to produce a pound of beef.
Food processing companies such as ADM are coming up with nutritional additives to enhance feed for animals and make food for people more nutritious. It's all an effort to stretch food supplies. Many developing countries in Asia and a few in Africa are growing more wealthy and increasing demand for better food. That demand for better quality food is compounded by growing populations. Asia and Africa have the highest population growth rates in the world. So the trend of greater demands for food is projected to continue. Dennis Avery is the director of global food issues for the Indiana-based think tank, the Hudson Institute. He was an agricultural analyst for the Reagan administration. He says it might be more efficient for the developing world to stay with a cereal grain-based diet, but that's not likely to happen.
We are not seeing any country or culture that is willing to forego a high-quality diet. We have no vegetarian trend anywhere in the world. And that means that we're going to have to produce enough from the farms, hopefully from the land we're already farming, to feed 8.5 billion people and their pets the kind of diets that people and pets enjoy in the U.S. today.
Avery says the consensus is agriculture will have to at least double food production over the next 25 years. He believes agriculture is on the right track. Crop yields have been increasing steadily.
The question is whether we can keep the trend going and we continue to get gains from plant breeding. But it looks like our biggest potential for raising yields is biotechnology.
Avery is calling on the U.S. government to get tough with trade partners who resist technological advances such as genetically altered crops. He believes they're a major part of the answer to feeding the world's growing population. Some population experts don't think ag technology alone is the answer. Robert Engelman is the vice president for research at Population Action International, a group concerned about population pressures and food supplies.
We don't really know that future population growth can easily be handled by worldwide agriculture or by American agriculture.
Engelman says to make sure there's enough nutritious food for everyone in the future, the world needs to think about more than increasing food production. It needs to think about the other side of the coin.
We can't continue increasing the intensity of our production forever. That's just the simple law of nature. The resources are finite. Eventually, the population is going to have to be finite and stable, too.
There are obstacles to stabilizing population growth. Some countries see greater strength in large populations. Some religions argue man has no business limiting population. So not everyone agrees with the idea, but everyone does agree people should be well fed, and that will be the challenge. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.